So let's review. The Mishnah Daf Lamed Beis continues contrasting monetary and capital cases. Dinim Amanis, Atemeyas Vataharis, Maschilim Min Agadol. In monetary cases and rulings regarding purity, the preeminent judge opened the deliberations by stating his opinion. However, Din Nefashis, Maschilim Min Atzad. In capital cases, one of the lesser judges states his opinion first, because the Pasuk says, Loisana Al Riv, the word Riv is spelled without the letter Yud, and so we expound Loisana Al Rav, not to argue with the preeminent scholar. Therefore, Rashi explains, Loi Meschelinen Minei, the Machaz Lechaiva Veloi Peligna Ilavei. If the greatest scholar begins by stating his opinion to convict, a lesser judge may refrain from offering a reason to acquit. The Gemara relates, Shani Minyana de Bei Rebbe de Kulo Minyanaihu, Minatzad Have Maschili. In Rebbe's Bezdin, even monetary cases began with the lesser judges, and Rashi explains, Menei Anavi Yisera Shahisabai. Because of Rebbe's extreme humility, he never began the deliberations. The Gemara digresses to discuss Rebbe's unique status. From the times of Moshe Rabbeinu until Rebbe, there was never one person who was both the preeminent Torah scholar and the principal authority over Klal Yisrael in the way Moshe was the Melech and Rebbe was the Nasi. Similarly, from the times of Rebbe until Ravashi, there was never such a person. The Gemara asks that apparently there were others. Havi Yeshua. Yeshua was the greatest Torah scholar and the leader of his time. The Gemara says, Havi Elazar. Elazar was an equally great Torah scholar. After listing several other similar cases, the Gemara asks, Havi David. David HaMelech was the greatest Torah scholar and the leader of his time. The Gemara says, Havi Ir HaYari. Ir HaYari was greater than him in Torah. Even though Nochnafshe, he died in David's lifetime, and David HaMelech then attained this unique status, however, Kulei Shnei Kamrinim were only listing those who retained this status the entire time of the greatness. The Gemara cites a related halacha. In capital cases, a judge may teach his student the law and then include him in the court and count him as a separate opinion. The Gemara challenges this ruling from a braisa. Hataharis vatimeis. Regarding rulings on matter of purity, ha'avu benoi harabi tamidai, moin lehem shnayim. Father and his son, or a teacher and his student, are counted as separate opinions because, as Rashi explains, ha'ra'asan biyachid ve'im behem minyan elam kein cholkin. An individual can decide these cases, and we only need to count opinions if there is a disagreement. Therefore, we are merely determining the view of the majority of scholars, and every individual is counted. However, din mamnis, b'din fashis, b'din makis, kiddush achedush v'ibur shana, regarding rulings on monetary cases, capital cases, administering lashes, or establishing the new month or leap year, avu b'noi, harav tamidai, ein moin lehen ela echad. Father and his son, or a teacher and a student, are only counted as a single opinion. Because as Rashi explains, minyan shalahem af betchilas hadin min ha-teirah shezeh tzarech gimel vezeh tzarech chaf gimel. They initially require a certain number of judges, either 3 or 23, and so these closely related people only count as one opinion. The Gemara answers, kagein Rav Kahana v'Rav Asi d'legemari d'Rav ha-betzrichi v'lesvari d'Rav lo ha-betzrichi. Rav was referring to students such as Rav Kahana v'Rav Asi who needed Rav's Torah knowledge, but did not need his assistance with their reasoning skills. Therefore, even though they learned the law from the same source, each opinion regarding the law's application is counted separately. Having listed the many differences between Din HaMamonis and Din HaFashis, the Gemara comments, Asar Dvarm Yesh bin Din HaMamonis Din HaFashis. The Mishnah listed 10 differences between monetary and capital cases. However, even though we derive from a pasuk, Kemisas HaBayon Kachmisas HaShayar, the sentencing of a goring ox is compared to a capital case, and therefore Bayu Esim Vishlesha, it also requires a court of 23 judges. Nevertheless, Kulan Ein Noigin Bishar HaNiskel. All other laws of capital cases do not apply to the sentencing of an ox, because the pasuk says, Leisita Mishpat Avyoincha Berivoi. And we expound, Mishpat Avyoincha I Atemata, Aval Atemata Mishpat Shoshar HaNiskel. We cannot convict a person with the majority of a single vote, but we can convict a Shar HaNiskel with the majority of a single vote. Therefore, Rashi explains, Hekesh Asi Lechav Gimel Shu Iker Hadim Etchilasei. We assume that the comparison of Kemisas Abayom Kachmisas Ashar is regarding the requirement of 23 judges, because this is the primary and initial aspect of the case. While Mahacha Gamar Lekulu, all other aspects of capital cases are derived from the halacha regarding the majority, and we do not compare Shar HaNiskel to capital cases, because Lahatzala Asi, Umalanu Lachos Al Shar Hamud. Those are special leniencies to save the defendant, and there is no reason to spare a dangerous animal. Having mentioned 10 differences, the Gemara asks, Asara hotes hava. There are actually only 9, because Ein hakol kesherin ve'esr mishleisha chadehi. A panel of 23 judges is called a Sanhedrin, and only the judges of a Sanhedrin must be of a certain lineage. Therefore, these two laws are essentially one. The Gemara concedes the point and cites a brisa that lists a tenth difference. Ein meshivin b'sanhedrin zakin b'sris u'misha in libanim. An elderly person or someone who cannot or does not have children cannot serve as a judge for a capital case because he does not have sufficient compassion. Mishnah concludes Hakol kasher in ladin din mamonis, ve'en hakol kasher in ladin din nefashis, elo kahanim, levim, yisraelim, hamasin l'kohuna. Every Jew is eligible to serve as a judge in monetary cases, but not everyone is eligible to serve as a judge in capital cases. And the Gemara explains, Hakol asuya mamzer. A mamzer can serve as a judge in monetary cases even though in a row lova bakal, cannot marry into the general populace. And lasuya ger, a convert can serve as a judge in monetary cases even though leibo metibik shera, he was not born a Jew. However, ve'en hakol kasher in ladin din nefashis el kahanim levim yisraelim hamasin l'kohuna. Only kahanim, levim, and yisraelim of pure lineage, whose families are permitted to intermarry with the kahanim, can serve as a judge for a capital case. Because k'shem shebeznim menukim b'tzedek, kach menukim mikol mum. Just as beznim must be completely righteous, they also must be free of impure lineage, as the pasuk says, v'nasu itcha, and we expound, b'doim l'cholahava. They should be similar to you, Moshe Rabbeinu, of pure lineage.